Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
Good morning, 620 on Wall Street. I'm John Tucker. And Bloomberg Brief this morning being brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. Joining us this morning from Bloomberg Brief, Siobhan Wagner. This morning's Municipal Market Brief, running a story on the Tennessee Consolidated Retirement System. This is the state pension fund. It's developed its own emerging market investment strategy. And tell us why.
So basically, the emerging market investment strategy they came up with, just they say, weeds out countries that are deemed to be undemocratic or corrupt. And how they do this is they invest in single country emerging market exchange traded funds, and they basically filter out emerging market nations that rank poorly on the Economist Democracy Index and Transparency International's Corruption Perceptions Index. And so they've got their own method for doing that.
I got to mention that that might be a short list, depending on who it is you ask. Why exactly do they do this?
I spoke to the CIO for the pension fund, and he said a few years ago the fund didn't have any exposure to emerging markets, and they wanted to access those markets, but some stakeholders were a bit wary of the idea and wanted a way to screen out countries that they felt were corrupt or undemocratic. And the CIO said it's their belief that companies and countries that are more democratic and less corrupt will do better in the long run.
Now, in terms of the vehicle through which they do this, the ETFs, why is that?
Well, it's kind of part of a bigger story now of investors moving from active to passive funds, which have lower fees. And TCRS says one of the reasons they chose ETFs is they are cost efficient and many are country specific. And the fund now has a 5% allocation to emerging market country equities.
Now, what are some of the countries that actually made the cut here?
So it's interesting. So when you look at like the four largest emerging and developing economies, the so-called BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, Russia and China did not make the cut. And if you look at the Economist Democracy Index, for example, you'll see why they rank quite low. TCRS does have very large stakes in the iShares MSCI Brazil capped ETF. And in fact, it's the largest holder of that ETF ahead of Goldman Sachs. At the end of the second quarter, the market value of TCRS's shares was over $400 million.
And finally, the $64,000 question, how they perform, give us like 30 seconds, how they performing?
Well, they started the strategy in October 2012. It hasn't played out quite how they would have liked it so far. If you compare it to the emerging market ETFs, to the Vanguard S&P 500 ETF, for example, they have underperformed quite a bit. But the CIO says it's been hard for years in emerging markets, but they are long-term investors, and they're hopeful for the long term.
Okay. Siobhan Wagner from Bloomberg Brief. Thanks. You can read Siobhan's analysis of the news, market data, expert commentary from the world's most trusted economist and analyst in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletters. Sign up now at BloombergBriefs.com. For terminal customers, use the function Brief Go. This is Bloomberg.